You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Maria Chaleos. With me today is Sierra Gregovich, the program manager for the State Opioid Task Force. Sierra, before we run out of time, let's talk about how we really humanize this issue and show people how it is relevant to them.
Sure. So I take pride in humanizing this issue. I think oftentimes when, and it's of no fault, but we have a lot of social media channels and we're on the internet quite often and we listen to the news and so much data is thrown at us, data of X, Y, and Z. And oftentimes it's not always of a happy nature.
And it's overwhelming.
It is. It really, really is. And having that constantly in our feed, and when we wake up in the morning, we check our social media. Before we go to bed, we check our social media, and there's just constant things happening. And I think when we, especially when we talk about addiction and we talk about overdose and we talk about those struggling with a mental health issue, we oftentimes don't realize what that is unless we're living this. And I take pride in the fact that I really try and humanize this issue. So I have this map that was given to me from VEC, so Valley Emergency Command Center. And my boss, the district agent in charge of DEA, had asked, hey, would you mind giving us an idea of how many confirmed overdose calls you've had just in the Salt Lake County alone? So on this map, they were able to geolocate where these were. And again, just in Salt Lake County alone, we average 4,700 confirmed overdose calls a year. So of 3 years on this map, we have about a little less than 15,000 confirmed overdose calls.
In Salt Lake County?
Just in Salt Lake County, not including some of our worst counties. And when you look at this, it's when you see something, when you see one of those confirmed calls close to your home, it makes it personal. When you look at one of those dots on the map, again, when we think about data, we're like, well, that's just, you know, it's just data, right? But I take pride in the fact that I show this map and I say, I want you to look at that dot. That's somebody's mother. That's somebody's brother. That's somebody's spouse. That's somebody's sister, best friend. And the magnitude of this problem is not just the person. I mean, it is very important that we recognize that there is a person struggling with an addiction, struggling, waking up every single day and imprisoned by this issue. But we oftentimes forget about the people affected by this. So I say, everybody in this room, I want you to take a look at this dot. And I want you to factor in male and female, because person had to be created, right? And then add a sister or add a sibling. So one, two, add a friend, at a significant other. And you could quite literally just off that, just times that number by 10. And those are the people who are impacted by this. Those are the people who go to bed every night wondering if their loved one is going to wake up tomorrow because they may overdose. I look at that map too. And again, this is a very stigmatizing issue. And I do get nervous when I talk about this, but you know, I look at that map and I've made those phone calls for my loved one because they struggle with a heroin problem. And just to humanize it, right? I mean, I'm a professional in this field and I wear, you know, work clothes and I talk about this issue, but that I'm very well impacted by this. I've lost 3 people to heroin in my life. And at first, when you look at me, you don't think that. You're like, well, you're just, you know, you're talking suit. And I can guarantee you that I know this problem, not only in a professional stance, but when I go home, you know, this is something that I deal with. This is the anxiety I go to bed with at night, wondering if my loved one's going to be alive tomorrow, because I don't know. And so, again, you know, it is a very stigmatizing issue, and I've come a long ways in vocalizing that. It's not something I love to share, because it, you know, it's very
painful personal.
Yeah, it really, really is. But I hope that by sharing my story, that maybe I could help somebody talk about it at least, or help somebody get the help that they need, or just let them know that, you know, it's not a moral failing. It happens. And Oftentimes you can do everything in your power to prevent it, and sometimes you just can't. And that's okay. But, you know, we come together to work on this, because this is not an individual problem. And this is what I think we've seen for the last 10 years, is that people are so embarrassed, or they feel like failures or what have you, and they don't want to vocalize it, which I get. I've been there. I spent the last 8 years of my life not ever talking about this. But it's a community problem, and we have to solve it as a community. And you shouldn't be ashamed. Rather, I think that you are, you know, and I understand if you want to operate within the own privacy of your home, but, you know, you should never feel ashamed for having this problem, because it happens, and it can be, you know.
And we're human.
Yeah, we're human. Exactly.
So I appreciate you sharing your story, your personal story. How do people get a hold of you if they want to find out more information, or if they would like to provide some sort of community outreach?
Sure. Well, I would definitely encourage you to reach out to me. As I said, I support sustaining efforts, or happy to do something innovative and different. So I can be reached at Sierra, so Ciara.A.Gregovich. It's the longest email. So GREGOV as in Victor, ICH, at USDOJ.gov. If that's a little bit long, but what you also can do is just go to the DEA website and look under the community outreach tab, and send a message that you're interested in outreach, and that message will come to me. You can also call the Attorney General's office and just say my name, Sierra Gregovich, and they'll transfer the phone call or email to me as well.
Perfect. Sierra, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.